Begin the current daf and the sefta schulin daf. Hey, you begin them at al. Begin tez mat. Begin the gemara. Al piha dibershani. That yeah, you can't prove that Eliyon ate from the shechita ba'achiv. That it's a mumel avodah zarah is kosher because that was based on the word of God. But then, so say something and say, wait a second. Lamai disal gadar. But according to what the gemara assumed, they'll have a piha diber that it wasn't based on the word of Hashem. So tikshib will be over there. And then a different question. The Amar Rav. Rav is teaching is the bosesh and salman ayin, meat that was hidden from the eye for any amount of time, that Allah is asr, as the Gemara says later in the Tzadik Yemen Alf. For that reason, itself should be prohibited. So it says, Bishamat, you could say, you know, the truth is, the Zeh Yedeya, even the Habim of the Gemara knew, Shal Yisemech HaPiyadim, that of course relying on what Hashem is doing. The love, Mishalab, Ibikachab, Mekamaisi, that's not coming from a non-Jew. Abaloy Sagadayte, but the Gemara did not entertain in the Habim in the Shabbat, Dibu Lahatra, Yisr, Shchitis, Tabachim, Na'achem, that the word of Hashem is coming to permit what's prohibited from the slaughtering of the butchers of Achim. And they were saying that, yes, even for that, we say in Maskana, Apiyadi Bershani. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers that, it's actually that it was a katana, which is called a nara based on our place. Which Tracy points out that the Perek Basra said that Membavam Bey is Darish. There, the Gemara Darshan's Na'arim, that word differently. Shemenu Orim and Amitzvahs, that they were emptied out from mitzvahs. But here on the girl, there's no sign of her having done anything wrong. So you can't explain like that, and therefore, rather, it's from the place that's the name. Which Shem Makom, the name of a place, and Aleph, Perek Zayin, Lemizach, Na'oran, Lemayir of Gaza, as you say, it's the name of a place, and that's just saying that they were from this place, Na'oran. Next says, Matabin Gimara, Ervim, well, if it was from a place, it should have said with two yuds. Which says, wait a second, Mavagab, the Chsib, although we find other places, Ivrim, Mitzrim, as the Pasuk has in Bereshis, Velaksib, Evriyim, Mitzriyim. But says this awesome like limited. There's no room for error here. Where it could have meant something else, it should have said with two yods. If it said with one yod, must have been a raven. Next says matzav in the magam bikam. It says v'lei kolchem, not all of you. Which lohit says a mummer to exclude the halacha of a mummer that a Jewish mummer you don't receive an adav of him. Which Tay says tame it's a one because da itzrach. What do you mean? You need the word mikam to teach you something else. Like the shin brish lulav agaz. Like the gemara expounds at the beginning of perkul bagaz. Let's look at the flaman ralph that says elif negiyush. If it's before the person gave up hope, Adam Mikiyak Mekemo Rachmana. Torah says a person who is going to sacrifice from what is his own, Baha'i Lavdi Dehu, and this is not his own. So obviously then the person cannot be Makdish, but that's what we know from Mikem, that has to be yours. So how are we using it to exclude a Mumer? So it says, you can say, no, the Hasim Lav Mishum, the Tibig Lama Hai Kra, Gazulaf Ne Yish. That's not what we're learning from the Pasig, that if it was stolen before Yish, that then you cannot be Makdish. The Haime Beisai Nafka, that we learn actually from a different word, from Beisai. Because I mean, Mamnuba, like the Gmosis in Baba Kamada, the Samach Zayma Beis, Karbana, it has to be his carbon, but Lahagazal, not when it's stolen. Amos, when's that? Elim lefnei yish. If you're talking about before yish, before the person gave up hope, the real owner is olam likra. Why do you need a pasuk? Kolem inod b'tuchi yochel akdash beisam rachmana. What? How could it be makdash? The Torah says it has to be his house. So you see, you know it's from beisai. But he might say some kra dechi yakov. It doesn't mean the pasuk of kiyakov elolim. Only to say the carbon am rachmana. The Torah is saying that it's a carbon. But I love carbon, and it's not a carbon. That it's not in his ability to be makdash before yish. So what Tais is saying is that really we're not dashing anything from a kem. We're dashing from yakrib. That's saying has to be a carbon, and a bema that's stolen, it can't be makdash because it's not going to be it's not going to be a carbon. So that's what we're saying. It's not really learned out from a kem. It's really learned out from yakrib. Additionally, says Taisus, but you can say is actually the Tartish mean Mikem. Actually, yeah, you can learn both things from Mikem. And that it's needed to teach you that. But that's what bothering Taisus says. Since you cannot be Makdish a stolen animal before years, why do you need Mike from Mikem? That he says that Legzeil Mukadeshes that when you stole it that. When you stole it, that it was sanctified. That it's that for that you needed mikem to exclude it, and from umibeis le nafka, and the Gersa takes out the word elo that from that you're not going to learn that from beisai that's only something that was not makdash yet. That was saying that we need mikem to say that even in such a case that it's not going to fill in this obligation. Like it says, Mazda begins the Gemara. Kadesh Yachs Ben B'Tshuva. So he said, oh, we accept from Mumma L'Dabri Echad so that he does Tshuva. Rosh Tosa says, "Love time of the krokodarsh." The Gemara is not darshing the rationale of the pasuk. Rather, it's coming to explain midirabinon that from that you're coming to include maha from this one from the ribay mumma davar echad mumma for one thing. It's famim mumma luchal tara kula more than if it's a mumma for a whole entire Torah. And what's bothering the Gemara is b'lo make minikra b'mil sachriti. What do we? I don't have to say because one pasuk is adding, one pasuk is excluding. So it must be the one that's adding is when you're only for a davar echad, excluding the mumla chalter kula. No, you could have darshan it for something else. That's what coming the Gemara is saying the mumla davar echad. No, when you're mumming for one thing, but kal yachz b'tshuva. Very easily, you can do tshuva. It's just one thing. L'kach makamim kadesh yachz. That's why we receive from him so that they can return and do repentance. But it's not the case with the mumla chalter kula. Very hard to do tshuva, and therefore that's why it's not effective to receive from him karbanas.